Omar Rava, so Rava says, my time of the Reb Elazar, what's the time of Reb Elazar? Because Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Ki Tomei Nizroi. Says what? That he was Tomei from his Nizirus. So he dashin Mishum Devetuma Nozar. He's Mashma, that this is the Pshat in Ula, that Devetuma Nozar, since he was Mekabel Nizirus when he was Tomei.
Therefore we say that Locha, that you need Yomim Horishainim, that you need like a day at least, and therefore we dashin if he became Tomei the first day after you were Tor, you are not Sosa, which means you do not have to bring a Korbin Tumah. That's the pshat that here the pasuk says ki tomei nizroi, that only when you're mekabel nizirus betuma do you have this halacha.
No, it doesn't. It's not like that. Eisvei have a kasha. Eisvei yabaye. It says halacha. Somebody says hareini nazir meyayim. I want to be a nazir for 100 days. V'nitma b'tchilas meya. And then he became tomei at the beginning, or on the first day he became tomei. So yachu yehisayser. I would think that since he became Tomei now, even that first day that he started to count falls away, and later when he becomes Tomei, he has to start over again. Talmud Leima, this note, the Pasuk says, V'hayomim horishonim yiplu, that the first days fall away. So v'darshanat shi'iyo lo yomim rishonim, until you have at least already one complete day, and now you're starting your second day. And then your second day, then if you became Tomei, then the Torah says the first day falls away. But if you're only starting the first day, that first day doesn't fall away. But here, if you became Tomei the first day, it's not called any days before that. Therefore, you do not lose this first day. When you become Tor, so you start over again, but you have one day for your count already. What about Nitma B'Saif Meya? You kept 100 days already. And on the 100th day, that day you became Tomei, the last day. So Yochol Yehei Seifer, I would think maybe you've thrown away all the first days you counted, and you have to start over again. And this we say, no, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'hayomim horishonim yiplu, that the first days fall away. V'hayomim horishonim, your first days fall away. Mechlav, from here it's a proof, Di'ika achreinim. We're talking about a case that there are some days to go yet, that you did not finish, you're not holding by the last day of your Nazirus. So if you become Tomei after the first or before the last, then we say it's so, you have to start over again a new count. But for there, this person that became Tomei on the last day, ain lo yachreinim, there are no more days to go. So therefore he does not have to start over again the whole count. But rather, he just has to wait until he becomes Tor, and then he finishes his Nazirus. What about Nitma B'yoy Meya Chosarachas? He became Tomei on the 99th day. So Yochalai would think, Lo Yehi Soyser, maybe the 99th is also not Soyser, does not throw away. If you became Tomei then, you don't have to start over again. Talmud Loima, this note, the Pasuk says, V'hayomim Horishonim Yiplu. That the first days you have to throw away, and you have to start over again. Mechlal diik achreinim. So the diik is, we're talking about that you do have some more days to go yet. You did not really finish counting up to the last day. V'zeh, here also, we became tummy on the 99th day, yesh loy rishonim yachreinim. You have 99 days that you already counted, so those days we're going to wipe away. And you still have achreinim, you have another day to go yet. So in such a case, this is the case, that if you came Tomei after the first and before the last, whatever you counted falls away, and you have to start over again when you become Tor. For Ha'bitomei, Shinzimur explains now, Mashma L'chura, this is Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, that if a Nozer becomes Tomei the first day, he does not have to start over again. So Gemara says, For Ha'bitomei, Shinozar, Loi Matzah Amrit. Now according to you, Ula, Rabbi Eliezer only said this if you were Tomei from the beginning of your Nazirus. And that you can't say over here. You can't say this person like was in the Beis HaKvaris when he first made his Nazirus. Midiktoni, because it says clearly here, he said first, Hareini Nozir Meya. I want to be a Nozir for 100 days. So Mashmi, he's Tohor now, and he started to count. V'nitma b'tchilas Meya. And he first became Tomei now, the first day. So Mashma, clearly, when you were Mekabel Nazirus, you were Tohor. And you started to count your first day. And now on the first day you became Tamei. Still look at Tani, still it says, Achiyula Yomim Rishainim, until you have first days. Samash Tuyufta. So here it's a Kasha Nula. Here it's Samash McClilly that Rabbi Eliezer says his halacha not only by a nazir that's Tamei at the beginning, but even in the case where a nazir became a nazir when he's tor. And then the first day he became Tamei, the halacha is that first day doesn't count. And later when you become tor, you have to start over again anew 30 days. Omalei Rav Papa Abaya. So Rav Papa said back to Abaya, Halin Yomim Do Kamrinan. That that we say according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do you throw away your first days? Only if you counted already one day. But if you didn't count yet one day, you don't have to start over again. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. So, Omalei Rav Papa Labaya. Like we said before, forget, I mean. What we said before is, you see, Rabbi Eliezer says it all over. That even in the case when you're Mekabel Nazirus, when you're Tor, if you then became Tomei that first day, you don't lose the first day. Since there are no days before that, you don't lose your first day. It's only after you counted already one full day, and now you're in your second day, if you become Tomei then, you lose your first day. So where says the Omalei Rav Papa Labaya, Halin Yomin de Kamrinan. That that we say according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only lose if you started to count already the second day. What does that mean? De Nofak Chad Omaschilin Train. That means one full day passed by already, and now you're starting to count the second day. Or Dilma maybe the Nafkin Train. We're talking about 2 days went by already. Omaschilin Tlasa, and you have to start your third day. That's the Shaila. What are we talking about over here? So Mora says Lehevi Biyodi. He wasn't sure. He wasn't sure at how many days do you first have to count according to Reb Lezer to say that then when you become Tamei, it's called Hayomim HaRishonim Yiplu, that you lose out the first days. How many do you have to count? So Gemara says, also they came Shaila L'Rava. They went to ask Rava. Omele, he said like this, Yiplu Kisiv. Yiplu is Mashma Miyit, any amount, as long as one day went by, and you're starting to count now your second day, if you become Tamei in the second day, that's this halacha. That now you lose your first 2 days, and after you become Tor, you have to start over again. But it says, Yiplu, mashma, any amount, anything you lose. So you don't need 2 complete days that went by, but even as long as 1 full day went by, and you're in the middle of the second day, that's enough. That's the lashon of Yiplu. The Mashma Tei says, Nefila koldehu, any type of nefila, l'rabbi shloi bo nami yom sholim. Weiter. Sumer says now, v'yitzruach l'michtav yomim, v'yitzruach l'michtav yiplu. We need both psukim. That it says, yomim is mashma a few days, 2 days, and yiplu is mashma only 1 day. V'yikosav rachamoni yomim, v'loi kosav yiplu, hava mina adenavkin train v'yalit losa. I would have thought to say that Yomim means 2 days. That you have to first count 2 days of Tyra, and then when you started your third day, during your third day, that's when you became Tomei. So that's called Yomim HaRishonim. The first days, the first 2 days fall away. But that's not true. You know why? Because Kosav Rachmoni Yiplu. The Torah says the word Yiplu, the days fall away, mashma any amount fall away. Now, the cost of Yiplu, it would have just said the word Yiplu, the loy cost of Yomim, it wouldn't have said the word Yomim, have a mina afilu chad, even the first day. Even the first day when you started to count your Naziris, that first day right away you became Tomei, I would have thought that you're losing your first day also. Afilu chad, therefore cost of Rachmoni Yomim, the Torah says no Yomim. That at least you have to have 1 full day went by already. And now on the second day, if you become Tomei in the second day, that's the chiddush that the first day is full away. But Eidach Nami, if you first become Tomei on that first day counts for you. And later when you become Tor, you only have to be Mashlim from where you're up to. Don't have to start over again. The Mishnah says like this, Misha Nozar Naziris Harbin. Somebody was mekabel upon himself to be a Nozir a few times. 5 times. Vehish le mes nizirusay. And he finished it. He did what he was supposed to. Vyachakach bol yeretz. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael. At first we're talking about he made his nizirus in chutz loretz. and he was Mekayim, he did 30, 60, 90 days, he was Mekayim as Nazirus. And then he comes in Teretz Yisrael. So Locher is, Be'ishama Yoimrim Nozir Shloshim Yoim. You have to count another 30 days. Because the Locher is that Chutz Loretz has Tumas Amin. It's Tomei Midrabonin. So the fact you're in Chutz Loretz, it blinds like you're Tomei. So therefore, a Nozir that's Tomei can't be Mekayim as Nazirus. So when you go in Teretz Yisrael is Tor. So we have to look now as if you were Tomei before. So therefore, you have to count another 30 days. That's Beis Shamashita. Beis Silu Loimrim, Nozir Batchila, no. Beis Silu says, let's say first you were Mekabel to be a Nozir, let's say for 100 days. You accepted upon yourself to be a Nozir for 100 days. And you were a Nozir for 100 days. And then you came to Teretz Yisrael. So Beis Silu holds, when you're coming to Teretz Yisrael now, we look as if before, like your last day, you were in Chutz Loretz, you were Tamei. So look as if you touched a mace the last day. And then the halacha is yiplu. Like we don't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. We hold when you become tummy, even the last day, the first day, all the days you counted fall away. So here, when you come in Teretz Yisrael now, we look as if yesterday, when you were in Chutz Loretz, it's as if you touched a mace. It's as if you were tummy. So if you were tummy your last day of your Naziris, you have to start counting all over again. That's what Beis Hillel holds. Beis Hillel holds, when you come into Eretz Yisrael now, we look as if yesterday, when you were Chutz Loretz, you were Tamei. And therefore, Nozir that became Tamei has to start all over again. So Beis Hillel's Svar is very good. Vice says in Beis Shammai, it's a Shver. Beis Shammai, why only 30 days? So we'll see in the Gemara, you have to say, according to Beis Shammai, since this Tumah of Chutz Loretz is only Midirabonin, so since you only Tamei Midirabonin, the Rabbonin were only going there to count over again another 30 days. Even though your first Nazirus, let's say, was 90 days, and you already counted the 90 days, and it's called like you were Tamei, you don't have to start over again another 90 days according to Beis Shammai, but only 30 days. Because Midi writes, you Tor, it's only Midi Rabbanan that Chutz Loretz is called Tamei, so it's enough to do 30 days. Beis Hillel says no, Midi Rabbanan Chutz Loretz is called like you Tamei, so you have to start over again a complete new Nazirus. Well, Beis Hillel Leimrim, Kibatchila. Nozir Batchila. Now the Mishnah says, Maisa b'Hilni Amalka. It happened a case once with Hilni the queen. Shaholach b'Nola Mechama. Her son went to fight, went to war. The Yomer, and she said like this, Im Yavoyu b'ni mina Mechama b'Sholem. If my son will come back from the war in peace, Aho Nazira Shevashonim. She was Mekabel upon herself to be a Nazira for 7 years. And what happened is, Ubod b'no mina Mechama. That her son came home in peace, so she had to keep now 7 years of Nazirus. And that's what happened. For Hoysa Nazira Sheva Shonim, for the next 7 years, she kept the regular loch of a Nazira. Uvasayv Sheva Shonim, at the end of the 7 years, now also Liyoritz, now she went into Eretz Yisrael. So the first seven years that she kept, she was the Chutz Loretz, which has a loch like she's Tamei. And now for she comes into Eretz Yisrael. So v'horu beisilu beisiru paskin shetay nizira oit sheva shanim acheres. She has to keep now another 7 years. All those first 7 years don't help. Now that you come to Eretz Yisrael, we look as if it when you were in Eretz when you were in Chutz Loretz, as if you were touching mesim. You were tamei. So since you're tamei, those days don't count. You have to start over again a new count. So good, she was mekabel. She started to keep another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael. Uvasoif, at the end of the 7th year, Uvasoif Sheva Shonim Nitmais. She touched the mace. At the end of, at the end of 14 years that she was Nazira, she touched the mace. Venimseis Nazira Esrim V'achashona. So Alachar is, you have to throw away your first days, and you have to start counting over again, that she has to count now another 7 years. So it comes out she was a Nazira for 21 years. That's Beisilu Shita. Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, Loi hoiso nezira ela arba esrei shana. No, she was only nezira for 14 years, that's all. Not for 21 years, only for 14. That was the case, that's what happened. We'll see in the Gemara what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. Either he holds like Beis Shammai, or he goes even according to Beis Hillel. We'll see in the Gemara. Vakov on the Gemara says, Ketoni Reisha. What does the beginning of our Mishnah say? That Beis Shammai Yomrim Nozir Shloshim Yom. that when you come into Eretz Yisrael now, true, we look as if you were Tamei before, but you don't have to start counting over again all your Naziris, even if you first accepted to be a Nazir for 90 days. You don't have to start over, just do another 30 days. Beisil says no, Nazir Batchila. We look as if now you became Tamei as a regular Nazir. So Lachar is, you have to start counting over again the way you first made your Naziris. If you accepted 100 days to be a Nazir, you have to be over again another 100 days. So Mara says, what's the machlokes here? We'll see. What? Mara says, Lema Bokiriflugi. Let's say this is the machlokes. Tibay Shammai Savri. This is the way we have it. We'll soon see our Girsa. And Tay says the Girsa should be the opposite way. What we have in our Gemara, the Girsa is that Tibay Shammai Savri Eretz Ha'amim means the land of Chutz Loretz. Here in America, Mishum Gusha Gozrolei. That's what the Rabbanan say, our land here, out of Eretz Yisrael, has a din tumah, is a dipshat of a geyser mishim gusha. They gave the land a halacha like a mace. Just like the mace is tummy, the land, the ground itself is tummy. It's like the ground of a beis hakvaris. They said the whole America, the whole world, outside Eretz Yisrael, has a halacha like a beis hakvaris. That's called mishim gusha. Gusha means the ground.